Well, I've been playing this music for a long time, and I think that the music was actually my training before I formally took up training. It taught me how to pay attention. Almost all the music that I've done in my life has been with other people, so it taught me the joys and vicissitudes of relationship. It taught me how to take other points of view, ones that were quite different from what might ordinarily come my way. Growing up as a kind of privileged young fellow in the suburbs of New York, singing Southern music. And all the music that I sing is basically Southern. And there's some resonance there. And these resonances are things over time that I've really learned to pay attention to because they have some meaning. In the same way that I think for each of us, Buddhism was not what we were born to. The Dharma was what we were born to, in that the Dharma pervades everything. But Buddhism, as a particular path, was not. Some people, probably in this room, it was. I know that it was. We were lucky in that there was a resonance there. And we responded to that resonance, and as we responded to it, as we met it, it met us, and something flowers. And that's the way I feel about the music. So I don't know a lot of Buddhist songs. I learned one last week, actually, which I'll sing for you later. To me, the Dharma, the truth of life, Dharma as the truth of life, flows through all of these songs. So that's why I was kind of reluctant to respond to Gil's request, because it involves translation through me, which of course is, there's something dubious about that. I'm going to sing you a couple songs. First one actually is a Bob Dylan song, and it's you probably know it. It's got a great chorus. It's called "Lay Down Your Weary Tune," and it fits very well, I think, with the kind of Zen and Chan teachings that the rocks and the trees and the waters and the sky are all teaching Dharma. They're all speaking to us all the time. They're speaking in music if we can hear it, or even where we can't hear it, if we just let the music come, that music is speaking. Those so-called insentient beings are speaking through us. So this is very much a kind of Zen perspective, I think.
Strength of strength, no voice can hold. morning breeze like a bugle blew against the drums of dawn. Lay down your weary to lay down. Lay down the song you strung and rest yourself beneath the strength of strain. No voice can hope to harm. The ocean wild like an organ played. The seaweed broke and strand. The crashing waves like cymbals clash against the rocks and sand. Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down the song you sung and rest yourself beneath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to harm. I stood unwound beneath the skies and clouds unbound by laws. The crying rain like a trumpet sang and asked for no applause. Lay down your weary to lay down. Lay down the song you sung and rest yourself beneath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to harm. The last of leaves fell from the trees and clung to a new love's breast. The branches bare like a banjo played to the winds that listen the best. Lay down your weary to lay down. Lay down the song you sung and rest yourself beneath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to harm. I gaze down in the river's mirror and watched its winding strum. The water smooth ran like a hymn and like a harp did hum. Lay down your weary to lay down. Lay down your song you strung and rest yourself beneath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to harm.
I was thinking about this one as I was considering what to play, and this is a Southern gospel song. It's called "As I Went Down in the Valley to Pray." The Christians have all the best songs,
but we're gaining on them.
Yeah. So the words are: "As I went down in the valley to pray, studying about the good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down. Let's go down. Don't you want to come down? Oh, brothers, let's go down, down in the valley to pray." Now, this is where we have to go inside ourselves. We have to go down deep to encounter ourselves, down into the valleys, down into the dark places, down into the places that we hold, where we experience fear or hesitation. And when we get there, we let go. And when we let go with prayer, and we can let go with song. And I like about this song, it's kind of what's known as a zipper song. You know, so you have, oh brother, oh sister, oh father, oh mother, oh friends, in-laws, whatever you want to put in.
Sentient beings.
But the deal is that one has to go down in the valley to pray, but also one goes along with everybody, and one takes everybody there with you.
You know, the stray Republican.
That's right. Right. Some of whom probably know some of these songs better than we do. I don't need to say a lot more about it.
Give me that good old Dharma gospel.
That's
give
right.
me
that
good
old Dharma. That was good enough gospel. For Buddha.
That was the old time religion.
That was,
amen.
That was.
2,500 years.
That's right.
I have to tell you that during that song, I remembered where I first met Alan. I first met Alan on a bus in Vancouver, British Columbia, where we were both performing at the Vancouver Folk Festival in about 80-ish, maybe?
It was 80, 81, something
right around
it.
In there.
You were
and
sitting
we,
with somebody from Sweet Honey, I think, right in back okay. of me on the bus on the way back.
Well, we got talking, and I'll tell you, really, it was we had a profound talk, and I never thought I would have a profound talk with a bluegrass player at a folk festival. Who knew? Who knew? And it was the beginning, really, of that's 20-plus years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah.
Don't put down bluegrass.
I won't. I won't. I write in bluegrass now.
Yeah. It's better than it sounds.
Another friend of mine says, I have a banjo and I'm not afraid to use it.
Back from a Buddhist Christian dialogue down in Los Angeles, and three of the panels were comparing the Blessed Virgin, the Holy Blessed Virgin, which my Catholic friends tell me is abbreviated to HBV, for those who know, and Avalokiteshvara, Guanyin Bodhisattva. People are really paying attention to that happy crossover, that identity. So just as the HBV is this metta side of Roman Catholicism, there are folks who don't care necessarily for the institution of the church, but when it comes to the Blessed Virgin, she's their saint, she's their soul. And in Chinese, Vietnamese, Korean, Japanese, Tibetan Buddhism, Guanyin Bodhisattva, Chenrezi, Guanteyam Bodhat, Guanteyam, Guanyam, Cantonese, Vietnamese, Korean, Chinese, or probably in English, the Bodhisattva who observes the sounds of the world is a little too long. That's not quite catchy enough, so we'll probably stick with Guanyin. But it's that spirit of compassion that I think resonates cross cultures, cross continents, cross languages to our hearts. So in my tradition, we pay a lot of attention to Guanyin. What a joy to discover a song written by a Canadian songwriter about Guanyin Bodhisattva called She Carries Me, Jennifer Berezon's song. This definitely is something we can all join in if you'd care to. The chorus goes, She carries me. She carries me, she carries me to the other side. Easy, huh? One line. She carries me, she carries me, she carries me
to the other side.
Sounds great. She is a light high on a hill in dark of night. She is a way, she is the deep, she is the dark where angels sleep. High on a hill where peace abides, she carries me to the other side. Here's your part.
She carries me, she carries me, she carries me to the other side. She carries me, she carries me.
Anybody who calls on her name, one of those thousand hands will come out to give you the help you need. So, as they say, don't be afraid the Dharma doesn't work, only be afraid that we won't work the Dharma. So, Namo Guan Shi Yin.